So for the second meditation, I would like to focus more into the last part of the verse of the Shishtastakam, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I just want this devotional service. I just want this unmotivated devotional service to you. So this service attitude is very, very important, very crucial point in our japa chanting. We are working very hard to bring our attention to have attentive chanting, and we might do that to be happy or to feel bliss. So now we will turn it really as a service, just to give pleasure. Like the magnet will attract the iron. When service attitude is there, it will have the potency to attract Krishna to come. So how do we chant with a service attitude? What is the service we are doing when we are chanting? So it's an offering. It's an offering of our time. It's an offering of our energy. It's an offering of our voice. And ultimately, it's an offering of our attention. And that's what we would like to turn. Like, this is my offering to you, Radha and Krishna. I'm offering you my attention. This is my service to you. And then we can try to add this to make clear that it is just for you. I don't want anything else in exchange. You can just keep that in mind. This is just for you. And just repeat it while you chant. This is just for you. I don't care for anything else. That's my offering to you. There is a place close to Vashana which is called Uchagaon. And that's the village of Lalita Sakhi. And there was a very nice pastime happening. There is a kund which is called Deha Kund. That's the place where there was an exchange of bodies. One morning, Srimati Radharani was taking a bath there with some of her friend. And suddenly Krishna appeared. And he asked Srimati Radharani, please offer me a gift. And Radharani said, well, I'm taking my bath. I have nothing I can give you. But Krishna kept on repeating, please, please, I came here for a gift. Please give me a gift. Please give me a gift. So Radharani thought for a while and she said, okay, my gift to you is I offer you my all being. I offer you my mind. I offer you my heart. I offer myself entirely to you. This is my gift. And Krishna felt so pleased that he said, in exchange of that gift, I will forever be in your mind. I will forever be with you. So that's how Krishna reciprocates when his devotee is offering himself totally to him. He also wants to offer himself totally to the devotee. So we try to enter into that mood. This is just for you, my Lord. I just want to please you through that chanting.